This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump wants Nikki Haley to get out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The AP's Donna Warder.
Trump easily won Tuesday's Republican primary in New Hampshire.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three.
But he used his victory speech to attack former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who finished second.
Let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night.
Haley is the last major challenger now that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential bid. But Haley says she's staying in.
The first party to retire its 80-year-old candidate is going to be the party that wins this election.
I'm Donna Warner.
President Biden won New Hampshire's Democratic primary in a write-in vote. 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war in Russia about to be returned in a prisoner exchange reportedly are among those killed when a Russian military plane crashed near Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The governor of the Belgorod region says all those aboard were killed. The governor hasn't said how many people were on the plane or who exactly they were. It also isn't immediately clear what caused the crash in the Belgorod region. The Associated Press, too, could not confirm who was aboard the plane, and Ukrainian officials cautioned against sharing unverified information. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia is accusing Ukraine of shooting down the plane. That's just in to us. At least 25 people died after a fire broke out in the basement of a shopping area in China's Jiangxi province. Ford is recalling some Explorer SUVs because a trim piece can fly off. That could be dangerous for other drivers. This is AP News. A broadcast legend has died.
Charles Osgood, who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades, has died at the age of 91.
CBS Sunday Morning probably is his masterpiece.
Robert Thompson, a professor of pop culture at Syracuse University, who says Charles Osgood's style was different than your typical newscaster.
It was this much more avuncular, conversational, over the fence in the backyard kind of feel. And I think that was appealing to a lot of people.
CBS reported that Osgood died Tuesday at his home in New Jersey. The cause of death, according to his family, was dementia. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Los Angeles Times is laying off 94 newsroom employees, one-fourth of its newsroom staff. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.